Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And I am so excited about this month of February, and we've been talking about human attractiveness. So I want to talk to you a little bit about factors that influence men and male attractiveness. What are some of the things that men can do to be seen as more attractive? Well, first of all, it's not all physical and it's not all external handsomeness. There are so many things that guys can do and people who identify as masculine to feel more attractive and project into the universe more of that attractiveness that draws in more interest. So what can you do? Number one on the list, and I love this one, get a dog. A canine is man's best friend, and it shows that you're a caring individual, and you will have so many people walk up to you to interact with you and your puppy. I think getting a dog has been life-changing for me, and it definitely is a way to be seen as a more attractive person. We love people who love animals. Working out, so having a great gym routine with a balanced diet. Using a quality cologne, but don't overdo it. Women's sense of smell is very powerful, and it must be a clean scent, but not overpowering. So important for guys to have good personal hygiene. I mean, this is across the board, but we've all been around people who need a little deodorant, a little shave, or they just don't wash and they haven't had their clothes in the laundry and they smell just a little bit funky. So good personal hygiene is way up there. That daily shave and shower makes you super attractive. Haircuts. Remember a nice trim for guys, maybe every 6 weeks, I guess. I don't know exactly what it is these days, but keeping it fresh with facial dimension proportions that match your haircut and a good quality barber. It's so important to have a classy, clean look. Learn to love to cook. I love this one. Men who can cook and take care of themselves and take care of you. Definitely going to give you a sense of security. I love a chef who's into gourmet cuisine. More good health, good diet, good nutrition. It all goes together. And then confidence. If you don't have confidence, you have to fake it till you make it. You have to walk with confidence, talk with confidence, and be intelligent but respectful with what you say. Those are the things that are going to make any person think that you come across as an attractive individual, regardless of ethnicity, skin color, sexual orientation, sex. You just have to be a good person. If we talk about facial symmetry, we can go over the things that plastic surgery-wise make your face more attractive for masculine features. So facial symmetry was probably top of our list. And although 95% of our patients are not symmetrical, when we do identify those 1 in a million faces that have facial symmetry, that suggests extreme beauty. The human brain shows that even twins that are born with more symmetric features are seen more attractive. We can sometimes help influence your genetics with fillers and Botox, sometimes slimming down muscles, sometimes we're building up the bulk, but we need to, if we're interested to pursue total symmetry, take good measure of the face, do a facial analysis, and then add and subtract where necessary. That's something that plastic surgery can definitely help with. Remember that averageness is also important. You need a face that closely resembles the majority of the population. So a classic masculine look, if you're a casting director, you kind of know what that looks like, a certain general height, a certain general body build. People really do fall for an average face because they have a common set of genes, they have diversity that's all inclusive, they have maybe adapted to certain pathogens in the environment with better DNA that's generally globally seen around the world. So averageness is actually an indicator of better overall health and also is positively related to medical health. That's so interesting. You would think being exotic and unique is better, but no, better to be average because you've got blended gene pool there. Next on our list would be, what are the secondary sexual characteristics that give you a more masculine appearance? Definitely larger jaw bones for male and chiseled cheekbones. These are things that contribute to a sense of confidence, strength, powerfulness. It's not clear exactly why, but mostly men with large jawbones or prominent brow ridges are associated with better physical health and fertility. And some studies show that more feminized features, because they're associated with being caring and suited for long relationships, are seen in more feminized faces. So, did you know that females prefer men with masculine facial features during the ovulatory phase of their hormonal cycle? So interesting. Right when you're about to hatch your eggs, ladies, that's where you go for the masculine rugged types. And this is also true for body features like chest, arms, abs. When you go for that, you're going for the high testosterone features. And men prefer feminine female characteristics when their testosterone levels are the highest as well. So more curves, hourglass figures, larger breasts and hips. We are programmed genetically and hormonally to be attracted to these visual characteristics. So interesting. It's nothing to do with society, evolution sometimes, peer pressures and social media. It's almost just out of your control. It's inborn into your hormonal cycles, whether you're a guy or a girl. Your skin is associated with more attractiveness. Studies show that homogeneous skin color is positively related to attractiveness. And what does that mean? It means not blotchy, not having irregularities, sun damage, pigmentation problems. So those of us that have those, like me with my melasma, it's kind of an indicator of a little more weathered look. It may not come across as youthful or as attractive. So definitely you can work on that with skincare. Like my bleaching pads are amazing. Our botanical brightener is a great lightener. And our prescription light bright cream. A great way to give a luminescent quality to the skin. The color red is seen as more attractive when women wear that. For men, not so much. But red coloration in men's faces can be a sign of physical problems like rosacea, alcoholism, too much inflammatory disease or acneic tendency. So generally, if you have inflammatory red skin, guys, we need to work on that. I recommend my triple shot serum. It's excellent to reduce redness. It has a ton of green tea to eliminate redness, and our Night Quench moisturizer is terrific for that. Don't forget facial cues like smiling, which is more associated with positive personality traits, and guys who smile are warm and friendly in general. So these are all interesting little pointers about male attractiveness. Sometimes males are considered attractive related to their facial features, sometimes related to their social situation, who they're coupled with, who they're hanging out with. Sometimes they're more attractive related to their personality traits. I think in general, the most attractive men are the ones that are warm, smiling, they make you laugh, they make good eye contact, they can carry a conversation. That is critical. Gotta have the ability to converse and have an intellectual stimulation. I could not live a life where I was having to deal with a guy who was dull and who didn't have anything to say. So girls, women, men, whoever's out there looking for a masculine partner, I encourage you to look beyond the surface of the skin. Remember that handsomeness, ruggedness, beauty, it's more than skin deep. It starts on the inside. Beauty is ephemeral. And the message for today is you're gonna put yourself out there into the universe, and the version of yourself that you put out there is going to manifest and turn in to the person you're gonna meet who reflects and is attracted to what you put out into the universe. So don't be judging all the books by all the covers. Remember, half of it is what you put out there. You attract what you put out into the universe. And hopefully all of you this Valentine's Day will be putting out those positive vibes, happiness, confidence. Be the kind of person that when you walk into the room, you're so smiley that everybody wants to say hi to you. Don't carry that gloomy cloud, and don't be so pensive and in your phone that you're not interacting with people. That's my number one message here. Attractiveness has to do with your level of projection of confidence, happiness, and security and comfort with who you are. So guys, hope you like that. That's it for now. And take care of your loved ones all around you. Wish you all so much love, happiness, and health. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find some of those amazing skincare products like our Triple Shot Serum for redness, really amazing vitamin C for that gorgeous glow, stem cell growth factor to stay young for the long haul. And don't forget to leave us a podcast review if you love our content. We have a longer podcast on Tuesdays, 5-Minute Fridays. We've done up to 400 episodes now, and I'm so excited to say we've had 800,000 downloads, which is crazy, insane. We're so happy to interact with all of you guys who listen to the podcast on a regular basis. Love you and want to keep making great content for you. Rank, review, and rate your podcast. You can do that on the iTunes store. If you screenshot your review and send it to info@beautybydrk.com, we'd be happy to send you a full-size deluxe sample of our skincare. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.